Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, roses are red, cows eat grass, and a woman stabs her husband because he refused to eat her bleep. And she looks proud of herself in the mugshot. I know what many of you simps out there are saying, that as long as it was reasonably clean, you would have obliged her. Why do stories like this keep on happening in Florida? Is the sun baking people's minds or something? You know all the rear-end lickers are probably waiting outside the prison to service her when she comes out. This also doesn't look like her first mugshot. Moving on, what do you call this? Looks like a low-budget AOC clinging to me. Still better than what we saw in Star Trek Discovery. The only thing she's missing are those forehead ridges. As far as eyebrows, why do women these days think that having massive ones is a turn-on, and they refuse to tweeze them? Maybe the unibrow is making a comeback. If you think that there are no hot Klingons, then you haven't seen this one. I would definitely smash. Number three, this female police constable groped her male police colleagues while asking them, "I bet you're a big boy, aren't you?" This sounds like that American police officer, Megan Hall, that looked like Charlie Brown sleeping with the whole police force. As for this woman, she's been banned from the police, but that's all right, because she can sue them the way that Megan did and get $500,000. But if a guy did this, he'd probably spend 10 years in prison. Up next, this woman wants us to feel sorry for her because she says that she read her kids' letters to Santa and they asked Santa for a dad. But they already have a dad, and odds are she won't let them see him. She's just crying crocodile tears, probably hoping that somebody wants to date her and look after her Africans too. Remember, kids, that Santa is not real and neither is your chance to see your biological father ever again. But she seriously needs to go out and work it out with that biological father. Number five, can a woman have a good sense of humor? This one says on her dating profile that she has one out of two arms. I bet you anything that she finds 95% of the men out there that approach her and ask her for her imaginary hand in marriage unattractive. By the looks of her, she walks straight lines while swimming in circles. Lauren here also has an OF page, so she's definitely cashing in on herself being fetish material. It was probably her promotions manager, a man, that came up with this idea. Moving on, both of these men are looking at a woman, but one guy is creepy and the other one is confident. I'll let you judge which is which. Truth be told, a woman doesn't want the man on the left because instinctively she doesn't want her kids to look like Quasimodo. To be honest, these two guys don't even look like they belong to the same species. My question is, has the guy on the left tried to improve himself by taking some showers and going to the gym, or possibly getting a better haircut? Number 17, this woman is upset because she was refused a job because of her tattoos. But what's a good job for her? How about working in a tattoo or piercing shop or call center? I hear they're taking applications for bridge trolls as well. But she was originally applying for a daycare position. I can just imagine the interview and the hiring manager saying, "Sorry, honey, but you'll scare the crap out of the kids." I tell her to find a job in the circus, but that career sailed away a century ago. Up next, remember guys, that gold sucks and Bitcoin fixes this. You can't get it across the border without the cops confiscating it. Even a tenth of an ounce coin is now worth over $300. Good luck buying a coffee with that. Once you pay for things in Bitcoin a half a dozen times, you realize just how archaic gold is. Like the difference between mail and email. People also say you can't buy much with Bitcoin, but that's kind of the point. It's a store of value and it might be a currency at some point in the future with mass adoption. Number 9, here's the evolution of Islam versus the evolution of the West in the last 600 years. I respect the Islamic golden age of mathematics, science, and universities. I also asked ChatGPT to come up with a bunch of things that Islam contributed to the world over the last 100 years, and here's the difference between the West and Islam. I think their greatest accomplishment has been Dubai porta potty girls. They are number one at degrading Western women. Moving on, here's how life felt back in the early 2000s. So what changed? Was it all the Spice Girls' fault for breaking up? I'll tell you what changed. Mass migration, the death of original stories in Hollywood, the music becoming uninspiring, the dot-com bubble and housing bubbles popping, and the COVID crash all made many of us poorer. Not to mention the cost of living was quite affordable back then. Maybe the agents in the Matrix were right that 1999 was the peak of our civilization. Number 11, this guy is lying to everyone about why he broke up with his girlfriend. He won the lottery, $750,000 after tax. And when he told her that he had the money, she changed and started planning extravagant trips and talking about their future together, and wanted him to invest in her harebrained startup ideas. The final disrespect was when she texted a friend about how she finally found her meal ticket and was set for life. She's a gold digger, but I'm glad he grew a pair of balls and left her when she disrespected him like that. Up next, what do you call this body shape, and would you smash? Freddie Mercury already has a name for this shape and created a song with the name called Fat Bottom Girl. But it looks to me like you need to turn her upside down and let some of the sand run to the other end. You know that she's going to get a lot of attention from black men because she's got the booty of a black woman. Anyone saying they don't want to pound that hourglass is probably gay. Number 13, what new level of hell is this? This guy's wife doesn't want to have sex with him ever again, but wants to remain married to him as best friends. Their sex life hasn't existed for the last 2 years. Odds are if she's not getting it from him, then she's probably getting it from somebody else. If he gets divorced, he loses access to his kids. If she lets him date new people, he's going to have to go out into the sexual marketplace, and he doesn't want to do that. Maybe he should get a sex doll and make her jealous. She'll probably leave him if he does. Moving on, looks like experiments to dim the sun will probably be approved within weeks. But haven't they watched the film Matrix where humans scorched the sky so the sun wouldn't hit the earth anymore? Or haven't they watched Snowpiercer where the earth freezes after humans pump the atmosphere with a freezing chemical? But we've already been doing something similar for years with planes leaving particulate high in the atmosphere, which reduces the temperature by lowering the pan evaporation rates. Number 15, here comes the womanosphere. The anti-feminist media telling women to be thin, fertile, and Republican. Seriously, womanosphere. Women need to create their own labels and stop stealing men's. The so-called women of the womanosphere just figured out a way to market themselves to masculine conservative men. The slim feminine women on the right want the best men, and the one on the left is trying to spread gossip that women shouldn't give men what we want. So instead we're forced to settle for fat and ugly feminists instead. Up next, this native woman asks her man, "Why are you so sad, little arrow?" And he says, "You wouldn't understand Big Cave." Looks like she was plowed by a big arrow before they ever met. But then again, remember everyone that it's not the size of the arrow that matters, but it's the sharpness. Just like for a man schwing-schwing, it's not the length that matters as much as the girth. Number 17, here's what the front of the liquor store looks like. At least the male alcoholics are being considerate and responsible not drinking and driving, and instead sending their wives to get booze instead. I wasn't prepared for that answer. I remember one time as a child my mother got a car stuck to one of those concrete barriers at the front of the parking lot. Maybe that's why you don't see those anymore. Also, how long do you think it's going to be before someone's hood ornament blows up those propane tanks? Moving on, these two women stopped being lesbians once they got attention and affection from the men they actually wanted to be with. I've seen the same thing from many women once they get into their late 20s and early 30s. They grow their hair out and start dating men because nothing satisfies them like a good Richard. Some women might be attracted to other women, but I find the two women keep passing negative emotions back and forth at each other. Like they're hot potatoes or something. They need a man to be their emotional tampon because a woman won't put up with that. Number 19, what's the equivalent of flowers for men? If you don't know, then you're not a man. That's right, it's peace and quiet and enjoying some beer and pizza. Just kidding. It's BJs. Lots of BJs. Although for some reason I prefer sex and don't like BJs. When I told women I wasn't interested in them, they would get interested in giving me more of them. Maybe you can play that reverse psychology card on them and get more of what you want. Up next, Riley here is asking, at what age do men stop looking at women? When we're dead, of course. Either that or when we go blind. But if you want a serious answer, maybe you can find one of those 350-year-olds still collecting Social Security and ask him. That would be your best bet. We're biologically hardwired to try and procreate at any age. But I train myself to stop looking at women sexually in public by watching freaky stuff online that can't exist in real life. That's one of my life hacks. Number 21, hey guys, is this the perfect body? According to science, 43-year-old Brooke here has that perfect body. It's not perfect because she looks overweight and she has no eggs. Empty egg carton. The only scientist that would say something like this is probably still a virgin. But just because she's fat and old doesn't mean I wouldn't destroy her. As far as I'm concerned, this one has a much prettier body, and I don't need science to tell me that. Moving on, a non-binary character is confirmed for Disney's Malcolm in the Middle revival. Another franchise about to get wrecked. What's left to destroy at this point? I guess now he'll truly be in the middle of the gender spectrum. I bet Walt Disney is rolling over in his cryo chamber. Maybe they should rename the new show to Malcolm in the Woman's Bathroom. You know it's going to be DOA because it's DEI. Number 23, once you understand that both of these women are chasing the same men, you'll begin to understand the problem. The one on the left will get rejected by all the chats and will become a bitter feminist out to destroy all men, because no attractive man ever gave her a chance. She also looks like she's a bitter feminist and has been coping for many years by comfort eating. This is increasingly irrelevant because men are increasingly ignoring both types of women. Up next, this looks like the perfect casting for The Last of Us that never happened. And in the new season, the girl that looks like Ellie ends him. At this point, they're intentionally mocking us. Instead, they pissed us all off by giving us an Ellie that looks like one of the mob characters from the Dick Tracy film. At least Warren Beatty is protecting the Dick Tracy franchise from being destroyed by the woke mafia. And you know this person will probably call you an incel. Number 25 and the last one is a European royal, Princess Kalina from Bulgaria, before and after. This is what happens when you have time, a chisel, and money. Not to mention steroids. Lots of steroids. She's quite handsome and looks great for someone coming into contact with fallout from the nuclear disaster in Chernobyl. Then again, maybe she was just a really big fan of He-Man while growing up, so she wanted to become him. Also, usually the nose goes in the opposite direction. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.